A lot of people struggle with scaling and the scaling part, and it's equally painful to have a campaign that loses money and it's not profitable than to have a campaign that you cannot scale because you have the ability to make money with it and make it profitable, but you don't know how to spend more money on it.
Welcome again to another episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. And who is this handsome voice that you're listening to right now? Well, my name is Jimmy, and I'm the Associate Creative Director for Manuel Suarez here at AGM Marketing. All right, let's dive in. Yes, your Facebook ads are producing winning results. So what do you do now? Scale it as high as possible, right? But how do you do that? Manuel and Coach Jorge quickly give you their insights on how you can do this. The good news, it's easier than you think. Hey, real quick, before you listen, if you find value in these podcasts, then you owe it to yourself to check out the AGM Ninja Lab. It's a members-only training platform that contains over 30 training courses that cover individual marketing skills, as well as live webinar training each week from Manuel and the AGM Ninja Marketing team. The Ninja Lab has two different membership options. You can pay as you go with the month-to-month option, or you could be awesome and choose the annual membership and get 2 months free. Simply head over to www.agmninjalab.com to become a member today. All right, now let's see what Manuel and Coach Jorge have to say about scaling winning Facebook ads.
The best way, basically, you can take that same ad, you can grab that same post, and now you can show it to more new audiences. So you can find more new audiences that are going to be converting. That's one way. Another really good way, so you want to be able to increase your budget. The best way to do that is to increase it by 10 to 20%, depending on what your starting budget is already. So just increase it a little bit. Stand back, let it do its thing for about a day, maybe 2 days. And if you see that you're still getting sales, it's still getting ROAS, okay, then you can go back and do it again and again and again until you're going to get to a point where it's like, whoa, maybe your audience is a little bit too small and you're not getting the same sales anymore. Then you need to back it down a little bit from there.
A lot of people struggle with scaling and the scaling part, and it's equally painful to have a campaign that loses money and it's not profitable than to have a campaign that you cannot scale because you have the ability to make money with it and make it profitable, but you don't know how to spend more money on it. What I would do on this is like, you have the campaign structure over here. This is the objective. Whether you're doing messages or you're doing leads or conversions, whatever the case may be. And then you have the next level, and that has the ad sets. And you have ad sets, ad sets, ad set, ad set. And that ad set could be like 10 of them, it could be 8, it could be 12, it could be 6. Now, generally, you can do either, I don't want to start opening up cans of worms here. Some of you guys know that you are seasoned already in the world of the Ninja Lab. You can do an ABO or you can do a CBO. The ABO is a dedicated budget, $5 a day, $5 a day, $5 a day to each one, $10 a day, etc. And the CBO is a budget dedicated to the campaign. And then what Facebook does is that it optimizes for the best performing one. So it might spend 100 over here, or it might spend 50 over here, depending on results. So ABO versus CBO, they have to be approached differently still today. Why? Because a CBO one, once it starts rolling, can't really be adding audiences to it because it resets whenever you add something on it. So when you are adding audiences to an ABO, which is ad set budget optimization, you are able to keep on adding audiences on it. So to answer your question, it depends on what campaign structure you have. So if it's working out and you have an ABO, meaning that you have a budget for every single individual ad set, you can easily just add more audiences. And that's going to start spending more money. Because what ad set does, when you have it set up with ABO, meaning that you have an audience with a dedicated budget assigned to it. It will spend that money if the audience is there. So if you say Facebook, I have this audience that is 300,000 people, and I want you to spend $50 a day, Facebook will get to a point in which they spend it. They will spend it. So if you want to scale a campaign that's ABO, piece of cake. Why? Because you can keep on adding ad sets, audiences. Pretty much, it's a long haul. I believe that the limit is 75. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah? So you can keep on adding up to 75 audiences in this structure over here. If you're running a CBO, which I like, it's very powerful too. It helps you get results. The way that I look at it, we talked about this in the Ninja Lab before, the way that I look at it is like, if you want to find new audiences and get top of the funnel responses, ABO is the best way to go about it, because you get Facebook to spend the money on each one and give them enough time to help you find a winner. If you're doing CBO, you're going to do that more. You're going to do better at the bottom or at the middle of the funnel, because then Facebook can help you focus on results, conversion, purchases, messages, or whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish at that middle or the bottom of the funnel, and stop spending money. For example, this one, zero conversions and then $100 spent. Why would you keep on spending money there? Facebook realizes that and they stop spending the money on it. For discovering new audiences, this is a limitation, because Facebook will not spend the money and they will select your winner too fast, and you're not going to have time to be able to find an audience that is going to be interested in your message. So the answer, the complicated advanced answer to your question of how do we scale a winning ad, is very simply by, if you're running an ABO, add more audiences to your campaign. If you're running a CBO, let's say that this is a CBO over here, CBO campaign, and this campaign is working and you have five audiences over here and you have a $500 budget over here for the entire campaign, you don't touch that if it's working. You don't touch it, because when you touch it, you're gonna mess up the whole optimization. What you do is that you click on the little box that says, it's a check mark over here, check it, and then you go over here and it says duplicate. And you duplicate the entire campaign and you rinse and repeat. And instead of using audience A, B, C, D, E on the new one, you're gonna go and create a new campaign with audience F, G, H, I, J, K. Are you proud of me? I know the alphabet well. So that's basically how you optimize and scale a campaign that's working, that you're doing well. ABO, add more audiences. CBO, duplicate the campaign.
Hey guys, it's Jimmy again. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Facebook Marketing Ninja Podcast. If you want to learn more advanced ninja tactics to grow your business and master social media marketing, then sign up for the Manuel Suarez Coaching Program by heading over to our website, www.agmninjalab.com. That's www.agmninjalab.com.